Hello, my name is Gail Zoe Garnett. I am usually a novelist. I am, however, a first novella writer. My third book is a novella, which has been published by Quattro Books, a new Canadian literary press, and I will be reading from that book. It is called Room Tone, and I am here reading at the AGM of the Writers' Union of Canada on the grounds of Green College. Absolutely beautiful grounds. You can hear birds. You can see wonderful flowers and trees. It's a good environment to read a book about the tone of a place. Vettertine in Paris. I fell in love with film because my mother was sleeping with the ugliest man in Paris. I didn't call him that. I was 10, and had certainly not seen all the men in Paris. The ugliest man in Paris was simply part of his name, Jean-Marie Carignac, the ugliest man in Paris. Most Parisians actually liked the way Carignac looked, particularly the youngest ones. Children were noticeably happy to see him. How could we not be? A small, bandy-legged, pipe-smoking, bearded man who wore an apple-green, slightly pointy wool cap over his midnight black shoulder-length hair. His face was creased with folded lines like a Shar-Pei dog, but they opened like accordion pleats when he smiled. He had a hugely wide grin and tiny teeth, stained yellow from years of smoking unfiltered Gauloise Bleu. His trousers were either chocolate brown or forest green wide whale corduroy, and his silky white or butter yellow shirts were blousy and piratical. His shiny, bunched-up black leather boots added to the short John Silver effect. Children want proof that fairy tales are real. Jean-Marie Carignac was proof. I will now read from the one-page chapter that summarizes the title of the book, Room Tone. As deeply as I love doing the work of film acting, my favorite moment on any set from my first job to the present is room tone. At that moment on the last day of filming, the sound director shouts, "Quiet everyone, quiet on the set, complete silence please, room tone." Upon hearing this cry, every human on the set becomes completely still, save for breathing. The sound of the room's tone, is then recorded. Technically, this is done so that if, after filming has concluded, you have to re-record lines of dialogue, the sometimes almost imperceptible but in fact completely individuated sound of the room will remain the same during the re-recorded scene. That's the technical reason. But for me, room tone has always been the closest that film people, as an interwoven collective of individuals, will come to shared meditation. Together and silent, all our quotidian fears, anxieties, and petty grievances are stilled, lest they somehow jostle the focused harmony of the room tone. Life is filled with adventure, sensation, acquired knowledge, wonder, magic, beauty, laughter, and joy. It is also filled with noise, pushing, shoving, betrayal, suspicion, disappointment, horror, weeping, stupidity, violence, jealousy, and petty cruelty. Except for the time of room tone. Room tone is, for a moment or two, humans at our best, quiet, listening together to the sound of the room, a sound of which each of us is a breathing part. Room tone is perfect.